Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I know this got a lot of attention yesterday in a lot of the media. I don't think I ever aired this soundbite from Erica Kirk at the memorial on Sunday.
I forgive him.
Very emotional moment.
I forgive him because it was what Christ did. And is what Charlie would do.
Now, I'm not enough of a man of God to forgive in instances like this, but I know a lot of people are, and Frank Mealy is back with us this afternoon. He columns at Real Clear Politics, and he wrote a book called What Matters Most, God, Country, Family, and Friends. And Frank, that kind of sums up, the title of that book sums up a lot of what Charlie Kirk was all about, doesn't it?
That is absolutely true. You know, most of my books and columns are about politics, and you get carried away sometimes, and you know, you do get worked up into a state of hate, frenzy, whatever. And so I put together a collection of the columns I wrote that allowed me to write things that everybody could agree with, I hope, and that you'll find that common ground.
Yeah, but you know, even with this, you have the left shooting back. You know, this is inappropriate. It's you know, everything about government and religion, and nobody on the left can even take a moment and step back. And there have to be some people of faith on the left that appreciate this, right? But that was really quite a moment on Sunday. Now, I was watching a lot of NFL football. I didn't watch this thing, but I know that it affected a lot of people. I'm disconnected from the Charlie Kirk story a little bit, Frank, just being honest on the spirituality front, because I'm not, I believe in a higher power. I have my own thoughts, but I'm not, you know, as Christian as a lot of the folks who have gone out there supporting Charlie Kirk. So I don't have that connection with it, if you know what I mean.
Right. Well, I mean, that is something that, you know, we are supposed to be able to, you know, have a diverse country with diverse viewpoints, including on religion. It is, you know, the country is founded on Christian principles, but those principles are not unique to Christianity either. So as long as we can agree that, you know, what is good and what is bad, you know, then I think we should all be able to acknowledge that Charlie's faith walk was something that to be proud of, not to be ashamed of.
Yeah. So I was, you know, Fred's a little older than I, my producer. I was only 3 years old in 1968. You wrote about 1968. You were 12 years old, and you have to remember that. And, you know, a lot of people have reflected on the late 1960s as a moment where this, a couple of weeks ago, has reminded them of, because obviously there were multiple political assassinations.
Absolutely. And I actually used 60 years ago as my cutoff. If you were younger than 60, you probably weren't affected by what happened. If you were older, you probably were. Basically, you know, to me, it felt like Martin Luther King was the most direct antecedent for what happened to Charlie. But Robert Kennedy, I mean, I was, you know, 12 years old. I was following the campaign. I was anti-war and everything. And so Robert Kennedy was very exciting. And then to me, Charlie Kirk always represented that potential of being president. And so the loss of that future Charlie Kirk was something I felt, but I, you know, that's the part that you feel like got ripped away. But Martin Luther King's death, you know, proved to be an inspirational moment for the country, despite the fact that there were riots and, you know, violence after his death. And thank God that didn't happen after Charlie's death. But in the coming years, people, you know, and that's why Martin Luther King is today a national holiday, because his memory, his spirit enabled the country to make progress in racial relations and to change in ways that might have taken many more years if he hadn't been sacrificed in that way.
Well, and you know, whenever something like this happens, people instantaneously start talking about legacy and what this will mean. And they were doing that 2 weeks ago. But it's even more interesting, I think, to have that conversation after what happened on Sunday, because I think I have admitted that some of this reaction has caught me off guard, because I was certainly aware of Charlie. I was a fan. I would play his audio quite a bit. I did not really have a good perspective on the breadth of this movement with Turning Point USA and what we saw at that ceremony, what we've seen from young people across the country. And I'm damn impressed, and I'm more hopeful maybe than I was a couple of weeks ago, Frank, because I miss things every once in a while. And this is one of those cultural moments that I think I misjudged a little bit.
I mean, probably a lot of people never even heard of Charlie Kirk. We're political animals, but yeah, a lot of people never heard of him. So this really does spread his, you know, and when you watch clips of him, he's really impressive. So it's going to be interesting, certainly, to see what's going to happen. They're continuing the campus tour now, and they've changed the name from the American Comeback Tour to This Is the Turning Point Tour, you know, making the point that his assassination is a chance for the country to take a new direction. And it's going to be coming to Montana in Bozeman October 7th. And they're using guest hosts, and each stop on the tour has different, you know, conservative leaders stepping in and trying to, quote unquote, fill the shoes, which is impossible of Charlie. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. There's so many things that are, you know, in play. And Erica Kirk was, you know, great choice. I hoped after I heard her first speech, when 2 days after Charlie died, when I heard her speak from his studio, I was so moved. I was like, this is the only person who
she's fantastic.
Can carry that alive.
And I didn't realize how successful she was even on her own. You know, I've learned a lot about Erica here in the past few days as well. Frank Mealy is with us from Montana. I know that you probably had to be, and I apologize for this, broken away from reading Kamala's new book on her run for the presidency. But let me ask you about a couple of things related to Trump here. And I know that you've written about the Epstein files. I want your perspective on this, Frank. Look, I have never been obsessed with this. I'm not trying to minimize the damage that was done to young women, and if there were horrible things that happened, and in some cases I think there were, but I have been a little confused with the obsession on some parts on the Epstein files. Now, you have your opinion. I want you to explain it here, and whether you're dissatisfied with what's come out of the administration, if there's, you know, trying to hide some things.
Well, I mean, the main problem from the Trump supporters' point of view, that if you want to find fault with Trump, it's simply the sharp turnaround from when he was campaigning and when his people in his orbit, like Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, were private citizens. They were very important. It was very important to get out the truth about what happened with Epstein and who was he involved with besides his immediate circle, and were there famous people involved? And all of a sudden, and I really don't know what happened, Trump came out and, you know, he declared it was a hoax. Well, we know it's not a hoax. I mean, his Department of Justice in his first term are the ones who arrested Epstein and, you know, charged him. That's why he was in jail when he either killed himself or was offed. So it's not a hoax. And we have victims of Epstein who want some kind of resolution to what happened to them since Epstein died. They want, you know, they want a full public reckoning. And Trump turned his back on them in a way that I've never seen him do before. I find it to be a low point for his political career. I'm certainly not going to judge him long term on it. He's done so many good things, but it's very puzzling. I would like him to explain why it's a hoax. I mean, yes, yeah. The Democrats use it as a club to beat him, but only because he gave them the opening.
I guess, and this is very tricky to do with Donald J. Trump, Frank, and I've tried to do things over the years a little differently, certainly from 2016 into 2025. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but my interpretation was that he wasn't calling the Epstein scandal a hoax. He was calling the aspect of his potential involvement into nefarious things a hoax. But I don't know. And I understand what you're saying. And if they made promises about transparency, those promises should be kept. Are you worried that some of this falls on Trump, that he's trying to protect people in his orbit who are powerful people, or something different?
No, and I said in my column, I really don't believe that Trump has any culpability. He was a friend of Jeffrey Epstein, as many people were, yeah. You know, especially, you know, in New York and Florida, where he was, those two of Epstein's orbits. But so, yeah, he probably is a little embarrassed about the fact that he knew him and palled around with him. But I don't think there's any evidence, including from the women involved, that Trump did anything wrong. So I think it's just... I think he feels like it's distracting people from his, you know, his legacy and his what he's trying to accomplish. Today's speech at the UN was a marvel, I thought. I mean, Trump utilized his, you know, bullheadedness and his, you know, just his personality in a way that he just went in there and he was himself.
Yeah.
And he basically laid out, okay, you guys, I solved 7 wars in 7 months. What have you been doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to feature some of that for my audio cut of the day. And then, you know, I'm the climbing because I'm right. And by the way, and for people who aren't caught up on this, Frank, I know you know this, but 2 weird things happened. And I don't know if they're coincidental or not, but the escalator stopped working as soon as he and Melania approached it. And then the teleprompter goes down at the beginning of the speech. And there's no better person to have the teleprompter go down than Donald Trump. Could you even, I mean, this is kind of a serious question too. Can you imagine if the teleprompter went down when Joe Biden's doing a speech like that a year ago? Oh my God! Right?
Yeah. Or Miss Harris, Kamala Harris.
Yes.
She's having a hard time with the spontaneous talking on her book tour. Same old word salad problems are
shocking.
Suddenly appearing.
Yeah, shocking. Right? Unbelievable. Any thoughts on Jimmy Kimmel's return?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I mean, you know, it's a business decision again. I'm happy that Sinclair and Nexstar are planning to refuse to run him until he issues some kind of an apology. We'll see what he does tonight. But, you know, the whole idea that it's somehow wrong and it's against free speech to take Kimmel off the air is absurd. I mean, we all grew, if you grew up in the 70s, you remember George Carlin, that there were seven words you can't say on TV. And that those words don't exactly exist in that form. But as a broadcaster, you know, the FCC regulates things. That's what they do. And they can regulate speech in specific ways. And one of the things you're not supposed to do is distort the news or lie about the news. And
well, he does that on a regular basis. Yeah. Look, I've had a difference of opinion with a lot of the conservative, you know, thought leaders like yourself. I just feel everything that I heard you say is true, except for I did not like the Brendan Carr FCC pressure angle. I just didn't. And, you know, it gives what it does to me is it gives the left the ability to say authoritarian and all this other nonsense that they've been screaming here for the past couple of years. I think it gives them ammo that we shouldn't have given them.
Here's the short answer to that. Brendan Carr is saying those things every day. It's just that in response to a question, he said it about a specific incident. But he's already said, I'm going after broadcasters to make them more fair. And that's, you know, that's what he was.
Well, he's been saying that for years. Yeah, before he was in charge, he has been out there very publicly on Twitter making these, you know, claims as well. Frank, always great to catch up with you. I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to Kamala's book. Let me know how it is.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.